listening to Paris Live. Presidential candidates in Kenya are calling on citizens to vote peacefully when they go to the polls on the 4th of March. At a peace rally yesterday in Nairobi's central Uhuru Park, all candidates asked Kenyans to avoid a repeat of the deadly post-poll violence that shook the country 5 years ago. Speaking on the sidelines of the rally, candidate Mohamed Dida told RFI's Paul Nolan about the significance of bringing together different tribal groups.
Well, what is going on is human. You know, humanity originated from the same family. They share the same father, the same mother. Now this togetherness is one attribute that indicates a positive future, a good thing for humanity. The people have gone to different tribes, into different religions, into different philosophies, into the rich, into the poor. That boundary is not there. We are the same. We share the same. We are human beings. What you feel is what I feel. The food you want is the food I want. The rest, the shelter you need is the shelter I need. The children you have is the children I have. The good things you need for your children is what I need for my children. So these things are general. They're universal. So when people come together like this and they're discussing peace is good for everything. In fact, one condition for justice, one condition for equity is peace. If there is no peace, then everything else is destroyed.
Okay, from what you're seeing today then, you're hopeful that the 2013 elections will be peaceful?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the determining factor is what the leader, the aspiring candidate, what he will preach to his... He has to prepare them on both sides. If I win, how will you behave? And if I lose, how will you behave? Now, if those who matter, those who are said to be having a lot of followers, if they are, I don't think they are psychologically preparing their people. Because that is why a letter was written to the CG. They thought that the court may come up with an issue that will not favor them. So it all depends with what they preach. If I win, how will you behave? If I lose, how will you behave? They must be psychologically prepared.
Okay, and let's say this goes into a second round. Let's try and project into the future. Do you know which candidate you would support?
I will decide when I go there. I don't think it will go the second round.
You're hoping to
yes,
win?
You know, one thing that I believe in is prayers. Kenyans are tired. They have gone into a lot of prayers. Most of Kenyans are fasting. In every church, in every mosque, in every religious institution, so many things are happening, prayers. And I believe God is kind and merciful more than our own mothers. If we go into prayers and if we seek for his guidance, God will guide us. And if God is there to guide us, then why